It is November the 12th, 2019. Day one, PC. Host, Cherry. Don Cherry, of course, let go by Rogers and Sportsnet yesterday after his coach's corner events of the weekend. And somebody has very thoughtfully put together a montage of some of the things that he said over the years that didn't get him fired.
I want to say something first of all. I don't believe, and I really believe this, I don't believe women should be in the male dressing room. I know, wait a minute, I remember the first time it happened to me, guys are walking around naked.
Totally think a woman can be in the dressing room.
No.
I do believe a lot of guys take advantage, and they are sexist.
What you, that
I'm saying
natives have an inferiority complex is when something happens
some,
to them.
I said you'd have to ask Chris, but why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't some kids feel like they haven't been given a fair shake in life? Ask Davis
Inlet. Fair shake in life. Go out and get your own fair shake in life and work
Don,
for it. Don't give me that stuff.
Bienvenue, corner de coaches. No. Mon amis, and that's for you because all the French guys in Montreal are mad at you.
But the other night on Coach's
Well,
Corner,
it's a bilingual country, remember that.
Things you've said about him down here, he's a racist, muscle-bound Ontario.
About
stuff
Lindros.
Like, yeah, about Lindros. Of course I'm talking about Lindros like saying. That. Tearing the fabric of our nations apart. Now look, you don't want to speak English down here. You don't want universities down here English. You don't want signs up. How in the world do you not think an 18-year-old kid from Ontario and why he doesn't want to come here?
He's
afraid. Oh, he said he'd come and play in front. But Ron, did you fall off a turbo truck?
And you women are going to get mad at me out there. When you come to the games, keep your eyes on the puck. And I'm telling you, I've seen some awful smacks, and it's always a woman yapping away there.
No,
look at the game.
Lots of fans. What are you talking? Both genders getting involved in talking about the game.
Well, you know that last one had to be from, let's say, the late 80s, prior to the advent of the smartphone, because if you go to a game now, nobody's looking. Everybody's looking on their phone, and you'll see, and it's both genders, by the way. So there's been plenty of occasions over the years, but Don Cherry wasn't fired for those occasions. Why is that? Well, because the world has changed. The world has changed in a great many ways. Howard Levitt is an employment lawyer with senior partner with Levitt LLP in Toronto. And Howard, really, there was no choice here, was there?
Not in my view, especially after McDonald's was so quick to fire its CEO last week for having a consensual relationship, which violated its code of ethics. When Cherry did what he did, violating Rogers' code of ethics, how could they do anything less than what McDonald's did last week?
So when I see things online, Howard, from people who say, well, he didn't say immigrants, he didn't say this, he didn't say that.
He did say immigrants.
It is in there, but you know what I mean when people are making that comment that, well, he wasn't, I guess, outright saying this, but that's not really the standard of proof for a company like Rogers, is it?
Well, it's certainly the message he clearly communicated. And, in, for example, libel law, which we're not talking about here, connotation is everything. That's the message he gave. In my view, it violated CRTC regulations. If it was said in the workplace, it would be a violation of the Human Rights Code. Rogers would be vicariously liable in that context. And it's got a brand to maintain. And it's got a code of ethics to enforce. And if, for example, they had not fired him, and then somebody else violated the code of ethics and Rogers decided to fire them, they say, wait a minute, look at Don Cherry, you didn't fire him. I didn't think this is a firing offense anymore. So they have to maintain the rigor of their code of ethics, which they put a lot of energy into, ensuring everyone signs. If Rogers has code of conduct training every year that everybody has to sign and pass. And that's part of the conditions of working at Rogers, code of conduct training, a code of ethics that Cherry signed and other employees signed. You can't let people breach that with impunity.
That has certainly changed over the past quarter century, hasn't it?
Oh, I'd say it's changed over the past 5 years. The law's changed in compliance with corporate and public policy, and what would be acceptable 5 years ago isn't acceptable today. In terms of, for example, sexual harassment law, but also in terms of any relationship with subordinate, being some courts have now said is inherently coercive, inherently sexual harassment. Well, that wasn't the law 5 or 6 years ago, certainly not 10 years ago. But after Gomeshi and after Weinstein, mores have changed entirely in terms of what's acceptable.
It is interesting. We were having a discussion around here, a couple of other old broadcasters and I, and thinking back to, you know, 20 years ago, there were bits that we routinely did on the air that quite simply wouldn't be allowed anymore.
I'm sure that's right. I'm having a case coming up next week in which some, I won't say what company, but was fired for things he said on the air. That he said, well, historically, I've said things like this before, so yeah, but it's not historically anymore. And the standards aren't the same anymore. And what you're fired for today is not something to be fired for a few years ago. Because there's less tolerance for sexual harassment, there's less tolerance for discrimination in the workplace of any kind. Certainly if they're human rights grounds based, like national origin, which is the code, the human rights code for immigrants. Now, you can't discriminate based on national origin. And you've got a branding issue for Rogers, where a good part of their viewership is people from different countries or immigrants, and they really don't want to lose them
antagonize them. That's the other part of business that has really changed too, right, is the protection of the brand.
Yes, and the courts are now saying that if you do something which is antithetical to the brand and you're in a position where you could damage the brand, that's cause for discharge. There was one case in our courts where an employee downloaded children's porn in his own home. And this, he was charged, he hadn't been convicted, this came out and the court company fired him immediately because it would damage their brand if they had somebody working for that company downloaded child porn. And the court said that is cause for discharge, even though it had nothing to do with his workplace, but it damaged the company's brand. A case called Kelly and Linamar. So that would probably be Rogers' first offense. This is obviously brand damaging. And his second offense, it's also a violation of something you signed, a contract between you and I.
So is this a chilling of free speech, as I hear so many people say?
It's not a chilling of free speech because there's no free speech in the workplace. It's not as if he's right. If he was not a public figure working for an employer, he could have all the free speech he wants. He can have whatever political positions he wants. But when you're identified with a particular employer, especially when you're doing it on their time, on their airwaves, you don't have free speech. You know, for example, companies can say you have to wear a dress code of certain types at work. You say, well, you have the freedom to dress, sure, on your own time, and not on the company's time. Or we don't want discussing religion or politics in the workplace. Someone asked me that yesterday. Well, actually, yes, a company can enforce that. They can say, we don't want arguments in the workplace, so therefore we're going to prohibit discussions of politics and religion. And that doesn't mean there's a lack of freedom of speech, because on your own time, you could talk about whatever you want, including politics and religion. But that's the confusion people make between free speech rights in Canada and restrictions on what you can say on your employer's behalf as its representative on public airways. That's not his speech to make.
Howard, thank you for your time today.
Anytime.
Howard Levitt, a senior partner with Levitt LLP in Toronto. He specializes in employment law after yesterday's dismissal of Don Cherry from Sportsnet/Rogers, if you wish. And he says the company had little choice but to do this. Now, let's remember, the company is trying to protect its brand, as all companies do. And this is the price you pay. Things have changed. If you go back to the clip that we played earlier, all of that stuff showed up on the air. You know, even the I don't believe women belong in the dressing room, et cetera, all of that stuff happened, and it's all changed, of course. On a corporate sense, you cannot say the same things you said 20 and 25 years ago. I know that. There are times I stick out both hands and hold my tongue. Because I know there are things that you quite simply can't say anymore because it casts aspersions in certain ways. I understand that, and it gets tougher.